Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry.
Our editorial director, Steve Hurst, is joined today by Kobe Amadume, International Marketing Director at NICE inContact. Kobe is an exceptionally focused marketing director and leader with considerable experience across UK, EMEA, APAC, and LATAM. He's an expert across a wide range of marketing disciplines and is action-orientated with a strong reputation for delivering results and building high-performing teams.
Good morning to you, Kobe. How are you today?
Good morning, sir. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing? You well?
I'm very well indeed. Very good to be speaking with you. And on how mobile is transforming customer engagement, it's a big subject, and so I'll go straight into our first question today, Kobe. Yes, I say life without smartphones, hard to imagine. I think we all agree on that. How has the proliferation of mobile devices and smartphones impacted on the contact center?
Well, like you said, life without a smartphone is very difficult to imagine. I mean, I can't imagine being without mine, and I'm of a different generation. Look, what we're seeing is that mobile technology is having an impact on most areas of our lives. Specifically with millennials and Generation Z, they're starting to shift from phones to more digital channels such as web chat, messaging, and over-the-top mobile apps. What we're also seeing is contact centers should be taking advantage of these channels and adding them to their contact center to keep their customers happy by offering different ways of communication.
Yeah, I agree with that and completely understood, Kobe. So does this mean that the phone as a contact center channel might be going away altogether?
I hear that every now and again. But no, I think, look, ultimately, the way we communicate changes over time. And what we're seeing is digital channels showing strong growth, whereas maybe we're seeing a slow decline in voice over year over year. But research that we've conducted at NICE inContact indicates that voice is a channel that companies are still investing in. So what that means is that we've gone out, we've spoken to contact center decision makers, and we've seen what likelihood their company will have to invest time, money, or effort in improving customer service experience across different channels. The company website and web chat within customer services is really important, and that's setting up the list. But almost 40% still indicate that agent-assisted voice is one of the top three most important channels that they continue to invest in. Probably to underline that fact is some research Salesforce conducted early in June 2020. With everything that's going on around the global pandemic and everything, they saw that 30% of Americans in this case were still heavily reliant on voice. In particular, they saw millennials and Generation Z say they're seeking more customer service interactions, with the phone. The phone has turned into the second channel Generation X and millennials turn to when they seek support. So yeah. I think it's still an important mix in part of what forms a contact center, not a call center.
Yeah, understood, Kobe, yeah. So what would you say are the three top investments in the voice channel that you would recommend customers look into?
Well, again, this is depending on the organization, but generally speaking, what we see people investing in is, you know, things like automating the front end for incoming calls. When you automate the simple parts of voice calls, such as basic data collection using an IVR, a voice portal, or virtual assistant, that helps customers be able to engage quicker, get access to data better, and also help the agent engage with the customer without taking them through security and all that kind of stuff that takes time away from an actual physical agent's time. And that can cost the business and also slow down that single call resolution that people are looking for. It's also about making sure the agents have access to that customer data and, more importantly, the history from that customer. So upfront, yep. When the phone rings, the contact details are there, interactions are there for the agent to be able to view and quickly access to try and save time. So that's an area of investment we're seeing. and also addressing what you normally have in any situation is fluctuations in call volume. That leads to long wait times and decreases customer satisfaction. So investing in something like estimated wait time to inform customers of how long they're going to be sitting in a queue is a good thing and generally leads to better satisfaction outcomes.
Going back to digital transformation, is it real? And is it coming to us fast or is it already here in your experience? And what do agents need to be successful in a digital first contact center?
Digital transformation is real. And moving to consolidated channels of engagement means quite a lot to the business and to agents in particular, as well as the outcomes for customer experience engagement. What we have to understand about offering a digital first contact center is being able to offer interactions across multiple messaging systems, communications channels, web, as well as voice. So as a business and from an agent's point of view, the super important side of things is giving them something that's intuitive. And equally important is working on an interface that gives you a consolidated view of the channels, all the different interaction channels that you have. Salient points are, from a digital perspective, there's so many of them that it's still a massive investment in time and resources for organizations to be able to offer all the multiple channels that are available, training on the different channels, as well as looking at trying to integrate them into what they're doing. So if you have one tool that can handle all those interactions, can handle all those various platforms under one interface, that gives you a lot of time savings and productivity gains, and you're able to interact with your customers with their preferred means of communication.
Okay, thanks for that. You mentioned web chat being one of the top three channels. Can you share with us what you feel is especially important for this channel to be successful, Kobe?
So web chat is one of those key channels that we're starting to see more and more people engage with. Chat volumes are growing year on year. They've been growing steadily over the last few years. And what customers particularly like about it is that it feels like web chat offers them a quick and convenient channel to use. And it is quick and convenient. It's also a channel that's in real time, almost like voice. The challenges could be long queue times, waiting for agents to be available, and so on. So coming back to the comment earlier about offering a one-user interface to be able to deal with concurrent messaging is very important. Having the front-end automation using chatbots to help streamline handling, whether people are looking for self-service information, the basic information that you can automate and handle with bots, or whether they're looking for deeper interactions with an agent who, A, has access to their data and can empathize with them, is in real time, and also can interact with them and have the level of outcomes that the customer is seeking through that conversation.
Yes, thanks for that. So how can you help agents to handle chat efficiently and effectively, Kobe?
Well, back to my comment before, it's about being able to concurrently handle multiple chats, and it reduces the agent downtime in terms of waiting for a customer response. There have been times when, you know, I've been on a web chat and I've got distracted, an email comes through or a phone call, something that's distracted me. And I've asked a question, the agent's responded, and it's like 20 minutes later I get back, oh, the agent's responded, and I move on the progress. So for an agent to be able to handle concurrent and multiple chats reduces agent downtime. It reduces time waiting for customer responses and utilizes their time more efficiently. Like other channels, you need to be able to facilitate some personalization across customer data and history. Uh-huh. And what chat does and enables an organization to do is provide templates in order to respond to FAQs, typical queries, reducing time for mistakes to be made by an agent or misunderstandings or anything like that, and it becomes more compliant. You can even automate these processes from a front end and have some post-chat processing. So, for example, the chat email to the participant, so they've got a record of that, and so on. This all aids towards better interaction and better outcomes for the agent as well as the customer.
Okay, thanks for that. And how about messaging channels? Are they like chat?
Well, yes, in some respects, but no in others.
Yes,
it's very synchronous and they're digital text-based conversations. But no, in other ways, because, like I said, customers more often pause messaging sessions and come back to them later, so they're not necessarily in real time, consistently and concurrently. So agents expect to have some history after long interruptions, where the customer's got to, where their information is, what the query was, and being able to answer those. Also, messaging platforms vary by geography. They vary by the channel, they vary by the type of person who's using them, whether, you know, I use WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger,
but
my children use other channels that I barely am familiar with. So it's being able to make sure that all of those are widely supported on the one platform.
Thanks, Kobe. What are the important factors? What is important for a contact center to support messaging?
One platform, easy access and single point of access for agents and managers for the organization, having some intelligence behind that to be able to aggregate data around interactions and so on to be able to deliver a better, faster, and easier service, and being flexible enough to add other channels quickly and efficiently.
Yep. Obviously, there's been a huge move to home working in the last 6 months after lockdown and the pandemic. So how about our mobile agents, Kobe?
Well, in the time before COVID, you know, there was some reluctance in the industry to have too many home workers or remote agents or agents being completely remote because of issues around distraction, noise, potential network issues, access to data, et cetera. Temporarily, that works for some companies, but COVID has changed the whole situation. And what we're seeing now, overall, that home-based agents are becoming much more widely accepted, and in fact, partly a necessity for some businesses to survive and thrive in this age. Subject to having access to the systems that they need, it's super important. So not subject to challenges around, networking issues, not subject to challenges around being able to have access to customer data and all those issues is super important. From a CCaaS perspective, the solutions, for example, the NICE and Contact offers, allows agents to be able to work remotely, allows managers to be able to manage those agents as if they're in an office building, managing them remotely. And also allows both agents and managers to be able to have the access to the data, the information, as well as the tools they need to be able to offer that, you know, service to their customers. And there's a lot of facilities online that enable these agents to be more productive and be able to have the same level of interaction as they would if they're in an office. And sometimes better because it works within their scheduling for their whole work-life balance as well. So happier agents mean happier customers.
That's the virtuous circle, isn't it, Kobe?
It's very much so.
Moving on to the buzzword customer experience, is this still a competitive differentiator in your view?
Yeah, you see, I love that because it is a buzzword, customer experience, but what we've seen extensively is that it's a buzzword that a lot of companies take very seriously. We've done extensive research to support what we hear in the market, but more importantly, what we're hearing from our customers and prospects. Part of research we did earlier last year was showing that over 81% of organizations see CX as something that offers them a competitive edge. We see 9 in 10 companies see customer experience as a competitive differentiator. And according to research that Microsoft runs, there was a statement saying that customer services plays a pivotal role in customer experience as it serves as a brand differentiator. And that's quite critical because 90% of the respondents say they interact based around customer services, based on their experiences around customer services with brands, which create loyalty and which create repeat business. So as a concept and as a buzzword, it's one of those that really does have a competitive differentiator for a number of organizations.
Agreed, Kobe. Completely agree with you there, yeah. Summarizing, how has digital transformation impacted and changed, transformed the customer experience, in your view?
Good question. Digital transformation is really loosely defined as the implementation of technology to transform customer experience, right, in operations as well as interaction. The important thing to remember is it's not just about technology. It's not just a technology initiative. It's about refining jobs. It's about gaining organizational buy-in across multiple levels. And it's fundamentally changing the processes, products, and the way you offer your services to your customers.
Yeah.
So digital transformation includes, you know, the agent experience, includes customer experience, includes your contact center operations, whether you choose to implement things like AI, automation, your CRM data, and so on. But ultimately, it's about offering convenience and choice to your customers and being able to back that up as an organization, whether that's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week support by talking to IVRs or neurolingual processing units or AI-powered chatbots, which seems to be another buzzword.
Yes,
the more
indeed,
the better integrated that they are, the better experience that you're offering your customers. And that has to be backed up throughout the whole organization's DNA.
Thanks, Kobe. So just finally, we will like case studies. Did you have a customer example that shows successful digital transformation?
yes, there's one I can think of. So we worked with, I can't name the customer, but we worked with a public transport operator in the Nordics, who we worked extensively with in terms of their whole transformation to digital and what that's meant for their business. I mean, some of the salient points are they've seen improvements in the total interactions with customers, their net promoter scores are up, they've seen a decrease in the total number of interaction volume by 21% year on year, reduce voice volume by 73% to less than 30%.
That's impressive.
They reduce the need for live agents and having problems around attrition, training, and retaining agents and so on. And better all, they've seen an improved outcome in terms of their customer experience and their net promoter scores and net customer satisfaction scores.
That's a great case study to finish off with, Kobe. Thanks very much indeed for your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.